download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joe Ford sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's beautiful morning. I had no idea the sun was up this early.
I know. Same. Just kidding. Because I have to work inside. We have Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator, joining us this morning. Good morning, Devan.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you.
Devan, County Administrator for Santa Rosa County. So yesterday, a bit different schedule than what the commissioners normally have with the committee meetings happening in the afternoon, evening, and then the long land development code meeting yesterday. So just wanted to check in first on yesterday. Was decorum followed? Any loud emotional outbursts that we need to know about, or did things flow pretty smoothly yesterday?
Things went pretty smoothly yesterday. Our LDC workshop went very well. We had citizen input, board input. So we're very pleased with how that process is moving forward. There's still other meetings and workshops before any decisions are made, but we feel like that's moving forward, in a positive manner.
Good stuff there. So if you could just kind of talk about, a couple of, we would say noteworthy items coming out of this committee meeting that we can look forward to being on the Thursday agenda, as commissioners always have county business to look forward to and take care of. So on the Thursday agenda, what can we expect as far as any what you would call major items? Of course, there's no such thing as a minor item when you're the county administrator, but you know what I mean.
Sure. A lot of the items are routine business, but we do have two things that I think are, very positive. One is the Rotary Club in Navarre had been raising funds for some time to install what's called a music playground at our Navarre Park there on 98. And one of the things we did yesterday was approve for the company to install that equipment, which will be a nice addition to that park where young children can go and experience music outside. And the other thing we are very pleased about is we are contracting with the ARC of the Emerald Coast to assist us with trash pickup on the county roadways. We had been using inmate labor for that for many years, and after COVID, we've had considerable difficulty getting enough crews to help us manage and have had complaints from our citizens about trash. And if it's not picked up before we mow, then that just, makes everything worse. So we're excited to get that contract in place so we can be sure our roadways are clean and the trash is picked up.
Talking with Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator on the Pensacola Morning News, News Radio 92.3. Devan, I wanted to ask, last week you kind of did the media rounds. You were talking about a proposal that you and Santa Rosa County staff were looking at regarding some restrictions on shark fishing out at Navarre Beach, particular areas that would be designated swimming areas, as well as times of the year where this would be kind of banned during specific hours. Any updates on that that proposal? Is that still moving forward? What's the latest there?
Well, what happened, the fishing community came out in force. We had some complaints or concerns, I guess I should say, about shark fishing near swimming areas, but the fishing community from Navarre came out in force in the last few days and at our meeting last night and assured the board that they were going to fish safely, that they had been doing so for years, and that there really isn't a problem. So at this point, the board has moved an item to Thursday's agenda to halt any progress as far as any designated swimming areas. That's what we were looking at, with some designated swimming areas. So that's going to be tabled for now and probably for the indefinite future.
Okay. That came out last night then. So the fishing restrictions as far as shark fishing go, not moving forward. Just hearing that from County Administrator DeVan Cook. And DeVan, last question I had. A few weeks ago now, heard from County Commission Chairman Colton Wright, where he, along with some members of the county staff, economic development arm, went over to Paris for the air show. And I know that this has been gone due to COVID. It usually happens every other year. So this is now the first time in about 4 years that the Paris air show had been back. So any new developments that you can share, or just, what was his sentiment and just the county staff as far as know that he said that the meetings went well. So now that we're kind of month removed from that, anything that we can share that came out of that?
Well, no new development since he spoke with you, but it's a very positive trip. You know, there were several representatives from the Northwest Florida area, not just Santa Rosa, that went on that trip. Apparently, it was kind of a long and difficult trip because of, getting over there and getting back. The air show was huge. And they said it was quite an experience, but they made excellent contacts. Of course, we're working to develop our Whiting Aviation Park. You know, that's one of our premier industrial parks near Whiting Field. And, we hope to connect to their runway for the future to help entice companies to come in that are in the aviation industry. So his report's back to us. And from the economic development director, they made some excellent contacts because all of the large aircraft companies are at that show. So we're very positive about the relationships they developed, and hoping that over the next few months or the next year, we'll be able to bring some people into our aviation park.
Excellent stuff there. That's DeVan Cook, County Administrator for Santa Rosa County. DeVan, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank y'all. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much, Mr. Cook.